On Friday, the federal government will release unemployment numbers for October. Over the past 3 months, the unemployment rate has hovered just above 5%, the lowest sustained level of unemployment in two decades. In fact, businesses are starting to feel the pinch of a tight labor market. They're having more and more difficulty filling positions, especially those that require skilled workers. In parts of the Middle West, firms are struggling to find new employees who can run and repair the high-tech machines that economists say are fueling growth. From Chicago, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
It's a good time for System Sensor, a company that makes fire detection and control equipment. At its headquarters in Chicago's western suburbs, the 1,000-employee plant runs three shifts to meet demand. In the next 3 years or so, the firm is likely to expand capacity by about 50%. All this makes it a tough time for Richard Braun, the company's human resource manager. Every week, he has to go through a little ritual of placing want ads in the local and Chicago newspapers.
Right now, we have probably 20-30 openings in the shop at a variety of different levels, and about, I'd say, 20-30 openings in the office as well at the salary level.
Braun needs skilled machine operators and technicians, mainly. Employees who don't necessarily know every nut and bolt of System Sensor's production line, but are willing to learn. Braun's job is to find workers who've at least learned how to learn and have a basic grasp of technical issues. Unfortunately, conventional vocational training doesn't meet the need.
It's very frustrating. One of the problems our schools have today is that they don't have the money to put state-of-the-art equipment in as manufacturers do. So they train children, young people, young adults, on older equipment. And we get them in the industry then, and they say, oh, I can repair this, I can repair that. True, but we don't have it anymore. We have now the next generation of equipment.
While Braun says he's faced shortages of skilled workers throughout the 2.5 decades he's spent in human resources, it's never been as bad as it is today. The most recent unemployment data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics underscore his frustration. Jobless rates among the kinds of skilled workers that System Sensor needs are about half the already low national average. Economists say the situation is especially tight in the Midwest for a few reasons. First, a substantial chunk of the workforce here fled the region in the 1970s and 80s when heavy industry was reeling from poor management and foreign competition. Then, the foreign trade boom of the 90s jump-started Midwestern manufacturers, and they snapped up most of the remaining skilled workforce. Finally, new technology, the machines which led to waves of downsizing only a few years ago, has its own labor requirements. Robert Reich is United States Secretary of Labor.
Unskilled labor is being replaced by people who understand how to use numerically controlled machine tools, how to reprogram them, how to use statistical process control. Now, this has all been going on regardless of the business cycle. It is a phenomenon that is simply a product of a more technological age.
Manufacturers like System Sensor use that technology to boost productivity and cut delivery times. But in so doing, they've grown increasingly dependent on the workers who run the machines and those who keep them in working order. Ken Goldstein is an economist with the Conference Board, an economic think tank in New York.
All of the downsizing earlier in this decade resulted in a little bit of what we economists call labor capital shifting. All that means is getting the machines to do what people used to do. And one of the things that that does is puts a premium on the folks that can keep not only those industrial machines, but also those computer and computer networks, keep all of that stuff humming.
Well, basically, it's pretty easy. We set up the machine, put the feeders on it, load it with solder paste.
That's Carla Taggett. She's typical of this new breed of skilled worker. She started her career with System Sensor on the shipping dock, qualified only by a high school diploma. Now she runs a million-dollar machine that solders microchips onto circuit boards. The machine replaced a dozen-odd workers who used to attach the parts to the green boards by hand. Taggett says running the machine is pretty easy.
If these temperatures drop too low, the oven's going to go into alarm.
It isn't exactly a labor of love, but Carla says it's fun. And 2 days after this interview, she started a new job, a step up, and she had her sights on the next step after that.
Eventually, they're going to set up an apprenticeship for mechanics, and I want to go into that and then maybe work on these machines. I know I'll retire from here. I've been here 15 years. I'm not going anywhere.
Ken Goldstein of the Conference Board says that's a good bet for Carla. Recessions don't sap demand for the kind of labor she provides, which, he says, makes her job a bit like some old-fashioned trades.
Finding a plumber who will come out, let's say, on a Saturday afternoon and not charge you an arm and a leg, but will get the problem solved, I mean, that kind of person is always in hot demand. To a certain extent, that's true of the kinds of people who can not only fix the problems that develop in running these networks and these machines, but fix them before the problems shut down production. They're going to stay in premium for at least the next decade and probably longer than that.
Carla learned about the machine she runs in a system sensor training course. Richard Braun says sometimes the only way for the company to meet its demand for skilled workers is by training them itself. Still, it's tough for him to find people who have even the level of learning skills he needs. For every 100 who apply, 2 are hired, but only one of those manages to show appropriate skills on the job. Sometimes, Braun says, the company has to take whomever it can.
We take the best that we can find in the market to do the jobs we have to do. The old adage of something is better than nothing sometimes works, not all the time. But we bring these people in if they have a glimmer of hope, and we try to work with them. And if we could find higher skilled, more trained people, boy, you bet we'd bring them in, without a doubt.
Richard Braun says System Sensor will be running its usual slew of want ads again this weekend. I'm Rick Carr in Chicago.